Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Venice International Film Festival. I'm with Octavia Spencer, Richard Jenkins, actors in The Shape of Water by Guillermo del Toro. Welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Grazie.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I have to say, first of all, that while I was watching the film, I was watching you and your character, I thought, this is one of the many things that I love about Guillermo del Toro, that he knows who to cast, and there's Octavia that can, you know, I read that you said about him that he's an alchemist, and I was thinking about you as an artisan that can, you know, create a personal way of working with an incredible script.
How do you do it? You know what? It starts with the script, doesn't it, Richard? It's on the page, and the beautiful thing is when you are an admirer of... I've loved Guillermo's work from the moment I saw Mimic, and I always knew that I wanted to work with him. So when I got the call that he had written something for me, I didn't know what it was, and I met with him, and we met for 3 hours. I knew I wanted to do it just because I loved him as an artist. But when I got to meet him as a man, as a person, it was just as magical and exactly what I thought. So whatever you see there, it's mostly his direction. He was very precise in what he wanted, and you know, that was our job to give him that.
Richard, this film is also a love story in all these forms. Even your relationship with Eliza is, you know, is love in the most tender term. Do you agree?
I do. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, did you feel it like this?
It's kind of a father-daughter relationship. Yeah. It grows over the film, the course of the film. I don't think I take her quite seriously in the beginning, but she ends up being kind of she becomes our mentor in the film.
How was it to be also the storyteller? I said, did you feel that you approached the film in a different way?
I didn't know I was doing it until about the middle of the shoot. Guillermo came to me with a poem that he found about love in a bookshop. It was a poem, and some Persian poet had written it hundreds of years ago. Actually, he was speaking to God, but he said there was always narration. I didn't know I was going to do the narration until about halfway through the shoot. So it was interesting. It was interesting.
I felt your character in a way as the person that sort of completes Eliza in a way. How did you perceive it?
You know, I didn't feel that at all. I felt that in that I give her a voice that can be heard. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But what Eliza is different with each character. She's different with me. She's different with Giles. She's different with Strickland. She's different with, I can't remember Stuhlbarg's name in the movie. and she's obviously different with Doug, the creature. I think she was the most complete person. All of us had baggage, but from the opening moment on screen, she had a life, and it was all in her eyes, and it was all in her actions. So I never felt that I was completing her at all. I felt that she completed each of us.
Yeah, no, we learned from her. Mm-hmm. And she's the one that I'm telling the story about, mm-hmm. You know. This is this amazing person that has been part of our lives, so, yeah.
Do you feel that this experience changed you in a way? Do you feel that, you know, there are some roles or some films that are an experience? So do you think that somehow it changed you?
No. I don't think so. I'm still pretty cranky.
You are not cranky.
Yeah, no, it's a life experience. Yes, it does change.
Yes. It was beautiful. It was... it's a remarkable story, and if you watch it and aren't changed, then you need to examine yourself.
Thank you so much, Octavia.
Thank
Spencer,
you.
Richard Jenkins, for being with us for The Shape of Water.
Grazie.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.